And then when I was coming back from Indiana to, I passed from some big city like Indianapolis, and I don't remember exactly the name, down another big city in Kentucky, Louisville, in Atlanta, Georgia. I had a chance to see that. I never have seen in my life subway, but I see some there in Atlanta, Georgia. They have, you ever been there?
Yes, sir.
They have some subway there because
yes.
We passed through them.
Yes.
And I believe, I saw the old in the television there. They say that in Atlanta is the tallest hotel now. I believe that the one I saw when they were building before that big crane from the top of it, when they were building.
Yes.
And I believe that the one, it is round.
Next to the bus station.
It's not exactly next to the bus station,
Cross.
But not very far from it. You ever been there?
Yes, sir.
And you know where that hotel is?
Yes, sir. That is a big hotel.
They finished that hotel there not long ago, do you?
Yes, sir. I didn't know it was finished yet.
No. Well, you know that hotel when they were building it, or?
Yes, sir. I saw it when they were building it.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me where else you travel. That's very interesting.
Huh?
Tell me about some more about your travels.
Well, that's something. Then I don't have more chance to see part of the city because it was nice when we would get to Jacksonville, Florida. But we passed through Jacksonville and Miami Beach. And before Miami Beach, Daytona Beach. And in Miami, stayed several days there. And I had a chance to go to the Key West and all the west there, to a place where they call them Isla Morada. That's a place where, you know, all those, you ever been, you know what the Keys are, do you?
Yes, sir.
Well, it's part of the Gulf on one side, and the Atlantic Ocean on the other. They had a big gate there to split there to let the ships go through it into the open sea. And all those things there were interesting to me because I never had seen that something like that before.
Wait.
And besides that, I had a chance to, they took me to, not Daytona Beach, how do you call them? It's a place where they had an old house light. You know what a house light is?
Yes.
You ever been there in Miami where that house light?
I've seen one in Miami.
It's not in operation now because they don't need it. There are different ways of communication to the chief, you see.
Did you go in it there?
I went over there just to look at it. And
what was it like?
Well, it's some kind of a round building. I don't know how high, maybe 50 or 60 or more feet tall there. I didn't go inside because it was closed, you see. But you can see the windows there where they used to, maybe they have those big light beams that they used to signal the chip with. A lot of mosquitoes.
That's very interesting. How does the land there differ from the land here?
Well, a lot of farm there, pretty low place there. And
do you have any low places here?
No. Not that they had in Florida. And I saw in the city there, lots of canals there. I don't know if they're made or they're natural, I don't know, because between the streets there are a lot of canals there, I believe, I imagine, due to the low of the terrain there, they don't have much of a chance to drain the water from the rains out of the city, and they I believe that's why they built those big canals there.
Yes.
You want a pasadilla?
Yes. Go ahead.
Well, that's about all what I can tell you. I like to, I wish if I had, I want to come back by the boat, you see. But because that way I can see more about the land. Because by the plane, you'll see nothing but the